When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Macabre. Misfortune.
I'm watching you. I'm right behind you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 74 of Macabre Misfortunes.
Hi guys.
Tracy, I had a question for you right off the bat.
All right.
Do you believe that some people are just cursed with bad luck for the majority of their life?
Yes. I feel like I know one already, but I can't say.
Me?
No. No, Michelle.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I feel, and I don't know why. She's the most sweetest person in the world, and...
She's had tragedy after tragedy, medical problem.
Yeah, she's very young, too. So I feel like she's been cursed, and I'm not sure what the hell.
And she's knocked dead gorgeous.
Oh, my God,
so
yes.
You would think somebody that's got a great personality, that's knocked dead gorgeous, that would do anything for anybody, mm-hmm. would have some karma. But, I mean...
It's all been bad.
It's been
all
horrible.
Of it. Yeah, I feel so bad for her. But anyway, go ahead.
This story is going to be along those lines. I know everybody else doesn't know what we're talking about,
right.
But you'll get it. In most cases, I have a hard time believing that people are cursed with bad luck. I mean, I know life's got its ups and downs, but I do believe that we can control a lot of what goes on in our life. Our actions or our decisions and choices usually lead to the result that ends up happening. And sometimes that's bad, sometimes it's good. Sometimes people just make bad choices.
That's true.
I must say, though, that in the case of Isadora Duncan, she may be plagued with bad luck.
Hmm.
And it's, like I said, much similar to the case we just talked about. Isadora was born on May 26, 1877 in San Francisco, California. Her parents got divorced right after she was born.
Oh.
In a time where divorces didn't happen that often.
Yeah, well, that's sad.
Isadora was raised by her mother, Dora. So her mother was Dora, she was Isadora.
Oh, I'll be dang. That's kind of cool.
I think somebody probably walked in after she was born and like, Isadora? And she's like, okay,
hey,
yeah.
That's a good name.
Yeah, we use that. So Dora was a piano teacher. She definitely pushed an appreciation for the arts on her children at a very early age. At 6 years old, Isadora began teaching dance movements to other children in her neighborhood. By the age of 10, her class had become so large that Isadora requested to actually leave school and teach dance full-time with her oldest sister, Elizabeth.
Well, that sounds fun.
Now, from that point on, she earned an income, and this sparked her career as a dancer and a performer. She went on to live in Chicago and New York, working as a performer. She would eventually move to Europe. Now, she was not your normal dancer. Her style was actually somewhat controversial for the time. It defied some of the common styles of the more popular ballet, which was the only real form of dance back then.
They didn't two-step?
No, they did not two-step.
Well, dang.
The style, we'll just say that Isadora Duncan had, made her famous. She is now known as the mother of modern dance.
Wow. That's awesome.
So you're probably thinking, well, where's all this bad luck that we're talking about? Other than her parents getting divorced. She seems like she's, you know, pretty much got everything going her way at this point. And you'd be right. With that being said, Isadora suffered a number of horrific tragedies throughout her lifetime. And I'll tell you about the tragedies right after a quick sponsor break.
Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Gold Belly. Gold Belly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Gold Belly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.
Tracy, buckle up.
Gonna be a bumpy ride.
Isadora's first tragedy was in 1913. Her two children and their nanny drowned when their car went into the Seine River in France.
Oh, geez.
Then in 1922, she got married to poet Sergei Yesenin. Unfortunately, Sergei had some mental health issues. And the worsening effects of this caused their marriage to fall apart. Then in the 1920s, Sergei would commit suicide due to this illness.
Oh my goodness.
Now, here is the last part. September 14th, 1927. Isadora was a passenger in the Amilcar CGSS. Now, this was a beautiful car. It's a convertible with big spoked wheels. Think about the type of wheels that you would see on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the kind of wheels with the spokes and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I can see it in my head. It's so pretty.
Well, that particular night, Isadora was wearing a long flowing scarf. Now, how did that happen? How did she end up with the scarf on? Well, it's a funny story. The scarf was a gift from her friend, Mary Destin. Now, before leaving in the car, Mary had requested that Isadora wear a full cape because it was rather chilly outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, you know, let's keep in mind, this makes sense because the car was a convertible. It's chilly outside. And it's cold in a car that's got a breeze blowing on you.
Yeah.
You probably want to dress up a little bit. You should be a little warmer. And Isadora decided, though, that she didn't want to wear the cape, but she did choose to wear the scarf. So they're in the car. As the car picks up speed, Isadora's scarf, the long scarf, got wrapped up in the spokes of the wheels. It ripped Isadora from the vehicle, killing her almost instantly on impact of the ground. Now, according to reports at the time, she was either killed from the force of the scarf pulling on her neck or how violently she impacted the ground after being thrown from the vehicle. In either case, it was determined that she died from a broken neck. After the incident, Her remains were cremated, and she was placed next to her children in a cemetery in France.
I mean, what in the world? How in the world would you ever think that would happen? Ever?
That's what I'm saying. Or, you know, you can look back, hindsight being 2020, and say, well, I mean, you got a long, you know, scarf and it's flowing. But that's not something, until something like that happens, you don't think that it's going to happen.
Well, Lord, no, you're not going to think this thing's going to go down by your tire and get hung in a spoke. Wow. Damn, that is bad luck.
So in a short period of time, well, it's not short, but 13 years, she had both of her kids and a nanny drown. She had her marriage fall apart, her husband commit suicide, and then she was killed in a freak accident.
You just don't understand how one person can go through so much and why. I mean, it makes no sense.
And the other part of her life was so good. I mean, she was able to make a living doing something she loved. She did enough to be able to travel all around the world. She was so good at what she did.
That's very sad.
But I can't imagine that she had a very happy life after losing her kids.
No, it doesn't sound like it at all. Wow. So, yikes. I didn't like that story.
I didn't think you would.
Mm-mm.
And you're not going to like the one next week either.
Oh.
So, all right, guys, we love you so much. Thank you for everything you do for us.
Love y'all.
Hey, guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT. Hey guys, finding the perfect gift for the food lover in your life is easy. Thanks to Goldbelly. Goldbelly ships America's most iconic foods straight from world-famous restaurants right to your door. So if you want to treat someone to Joe's Stone Crab from Miami, Franklin Barbecue from Texas, or desserts from famous foodies like Ina Garten or Martha Stewart, Goldbelly has you covered with free shipping anywhere in the country. Just go to goldbelly.com and for a limited time, get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's promo code GIFT.